Prosecutors say some of the weapons found on Carmel's family property in the town of Gilman are so exotic federal agents had to buy a weapons manual from Barnes & Noble to identify them. U.S. Attorney Paul Connell told the court Carmel is a skilled welder who converted many of the weapons he was caught with from semi-automatic to fully automatic. Connell says Carmel is connected to a market that sells illegal weapons to both gun collectors and gang members. But defense attorney Chris Kelly says so far there's no evidence Carmel sold weapons to anyone but an undercover agent. Kelly says Carmel has no record of ever hurting anyone and deserves to be released to live with his parents on electronic monitoring until his trial in September.
He's presumed innocent. He has no criminal record, and we shouldn't be locking people up before a trial in a case where there's no reason to fear harm to others.
Kelly says all the weapons Carmel was caught with have been confiscated, so there's no way he can sell anymore. But Magistrate Stephen Crocker says there's evidence that Carmel's father was referring customers who wanted to buy illegal weapons to his son. Crocker added that the fact that agents found a rocket-propelled grenade launcher on his father's front porch is reason enough not to send him home. Federal investigators are still scanning Carmel's computers to find out who he may have sold weapons to and attempting to match the seized weapons to a Department of Defense list of missing equipment. Carmel also faces potential charges in New York federal court for selling laser sights to a federal agent. His trial in Wisconsin is set for September 24th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.